When you joined Google, it was just a search engine. Now it's redefining the way the world thinks about computing. Explain.
It's pretty clear that there's an architectural shift going on. These occur every 10 or 20 years. The previous architecture was a proprietary network with PC clients called client-server computing. With this new architecture, you're always online. Every device can see every application, and the applications are stored in the cloud. It means that your servers are professionally managed, so you can actually have a weekend and not spend all your time trying to manage your servers. It's like having banks manage your money rather than you managing your money. And the networks have become secure, and the computers have become fast enough that this is mechanically possible. It actually works. The other thing that's interesting is that the new architecture brings in other voices. The earlier model was pretty proprietary. The protocols, which were typically Microsoft-based, didn't allow for other interface choices very well. Now, with the internet protocols, you can pretty much plug in your own interpretation of how email should work and your own interpretation of how voice over IP should work. This point about anyone being able to enter the market is a big deal. Photo sharing, social networks, all of them have this property. And what's interesting is that Google, although we're one of the companies, we're by far not the only company that's doing this. Yahoo is an example of a company like this. eBay is a company like this. Amazon is a company like this. And each of the companies I've named makes money in a different way.
Right. Isn't it more likely that we'll have a hybrid model with some applications in the cloud and others on the desktop?
It depends. There is not a middle ground when it comes to protocols. In order for this vision of cloud computing to work, the protocols have to be open. They can't be proprietary. Everyone has to have access to them. So that's a clear, binary answer. With respect to the user experience, which I think is your real question, a hybrid works depending on how it's architected. Games are a good example because it's very, very hard to imagine games that are network resident only. They're so highly interactive.
Right.
But it's perfectly possible to have most of the other computing being done on the server, so that's an example of a hybrid model. If it's something like a video or a document or a spreadsheet where there's relatively few changes to the file, you can put it on a service in the cloud, and then you can cache it locally.
All these features don't exist yet, though.